From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Iraq Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has formally rejected a bid from Turkey to participate in the military push to retake the northern Iraqi city of Mosul from Islamic State extremists. Al-Abadi spoke in Baghdad after unscheduled talks with visiting U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter, who has sought to ease rising tensions between Turkey's Sunni leadership and al-Abadi's Shiite government. Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan is demanding a role in the Mosul battle, warning that Turkish troops already positioned in northern Iraq would not take orders from the Shiite government in Baghdad. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump is pledging to cut taxes for middle-class Americans, and he offered new immigration reform proposals on his to-do list. The first 100 days in office, should he win the presidency in next month's election. Speaking to supporters in the key battleground state of Pennsylvania, Trump on Saturday also commented on the nearly dozen women accusing him of sexual assault.
The events never happened. Never. All of these liars will be sued after the election is over.
Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton and her running mate, Vice President Joe candidate Tim Kaine, also campaigned in Pennsylvania on Saturday. Political surveys and public opinion polls continue to show Trump trailing Clinton both nationwide and almost all key battleground states. The United Nations and officials from the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons say the Syrian government is responsible for a third chemical attack that affected a region already torn by war. The group's fourth report, during a 13-month investigation sent to the UN Security Council late Friday,